Hi friends, this is your personal child specialist, Dr. Gaurav Gupta, all the way from Chara Clinics, Mohali, Punjab, India. And thanks for listening into my podcast, which has been rated as one of the top 5 child health podcasts by Feedspot. Today, my wife, my better half, Dr. Poonam Gupta, you must have heard her in a few more episodes. She's an ophthalmologist. She wanted to talk about something which had nothing to do primarily with medicine. So what is it, Poonam, that you wanted to talk about?
Hi, Gaurav. Hi, everyone. This is a very common topic which has been bothering me a lot. Why bothering me? Because it is giving me some amount of guilt also. You know, the topic is microwave. Should we use them or not? A lot of my friends, a few of my relatives are not using them to heat or cook food because A, they can cause cancer, and two, they can destroy the vitamins and minerals and micronutrients. So I'm a little confused about it. Can you clarify, Gaurav, do they cause cancer? If not, or if yes, how? And do they destroy the vitamins, and should we use them or not?
Lovely. So this is time for Mr. Google to step in. So let me be very honest. I had to do a little bit of research before I could answer this question, because I didn't want to get it wrong for all of you, my dear valuable listeners. So to start off, let me take the first question first, because that is the one which causes more worry to parents. Can cooking food in microwave cause cancers? Let me start by a couple of small stories. Why did this thing become a cause of concern? There were primarily two reasons. The first one was that there was a guideline issued in the USA that microwave should not be used to heat the milk for babies.
Really?
Yes. And this thing led a lot of people to think that microwaves could be dangerous. The ovens could be dangerous. But do you know, Poonam, why this guideline had come?
I have absolutely no idea.
It was simply because when we heat food in a microwave, and I'm sure all of us have experienced this, the heating is unequal.
There are
some places where it will be hotter, and in some places your food will be colder. And when you are doing this for a small baby who really cannot tell you, if there is uneven heating, unequal heating, you will possibly end up in a situation where you might burn the mouth of the baby if you don't properly shake the milk. And this was simply the reason why in US they had recommended that try not to heat the milk in a microwave, or if you do that, then properly shake the milk.
So it had nothing to do with cancer or vitamins or anything?
Absolutely not. And that brings me to the question of physics. Microwaves sounds very dangerous because they are radiations. Radiation matlab, it means cancer, right? So when we talk about radiation, we talk about X-rays, gamma rays, cosmic rays, cell phone tower rays, etc., etc. Now these are high energy rays, and they can possibly, the X-rays, the gamma rays, the cosmic rays, we are not so sure about the mobile towers, but the other ones can possibly cause damage to the chromosome and the genetic structure because they are very high energy. Now, do you know that simply our tube light and our sun light, all of these are also radiations. Mm-hmm. They are also electromagnetic radiations.
Right.
But they don't cause any cancers. So heat, light, all of this is form of radiation. And we don't really need to worry about different radiations because microwave is a very, very low energy radiation. It cannot cause damage to our cells.
Okay. But you find so much data, you know, online. People are saying don't use microwaves. So they actually send the moms on guilt trips. Are there any studies to support it, or it is just individual people, you know, sharing their own views?
Right. So definitely we need to first figure out that from a completely physics point of view, scientific point of view, microwaves cannot damage your genes. So if they cannot damage your genes because they are not ionizing, they are non-ionizing radiation, they cannot damage anything in your body, except they can heat the water in your cells. So if you stand a long time in front of a microwave, it is like standing in front of a heater. They can definitely cause that type of damage.
That also, if there is a defect in the microwave oven and there's some leakage of the waves, right?
Absolutely. Completely correct. So microwaves cannot damage your chromosomes, your genes, they cannot cause cancer from a completely scientific perspective. So actually the studies are there which have clearly shown that they don't cause any kind of damage, but you don't really need those studies because by its very nature it's a very low energy radiation.
Okay.
Right? So these are the things that are the reason why cancer does not occur. But very interestingly, people then come out with data saying Russia has banned microwaves. Japan had banned microwaves.
Yeah, I remember reading that.
Yes. So first of all, Japan has not banned microwaves. And interestingly, even Russia did not ban microwave, even though this has been going around the internet for a very long time. You just need to go to an article on a website called Snopes.com, S-N-O-P-E-S.com, and you can look at the fact check. And they have clearly said that in 1970s, when Russia was supposed to have banned the microwaves, no such thing had happened. And even in 1980s, there were advertisements for microwaves in the Russian newspapers.
So how did this, you know, this concept originate?
So that's a very interesting story. There was a guy in US who had actually written this down. And this guy apparently has no background in science. There was absolutely no citations. There was no references to what he had written down, but it became the truth, what we call an urban legend. So people just decided that what he has written is right without going into the background of where this thing came from. Microwaves were too expensive in Russia, so hardly anybody owned them to begin with, and they were never banned in Russia. So these are the reasons why people always keep on getting worried about microwaves. But it is just like the link between, I think, MMR and autism. It does not exist.
So the same goes for, you know, vitamins. So the microwaves can't even destroy the vitamins and the minerals.
So that's actually a very interesting point. And what we need to understand is that there are certain vitamins which are heat soluble, heat labile, which means that if you expose vitamin C to heat, it will get destroyed.
Any form of heat?
Any form of heat. You have ovens, you have tandoors, you have any kind of heat.
Even eating on the stove.
On the stove, on the gas, anywhere. On an induction cooker, anywhere, it gets destroyed. Okay. Simple. Microwave actually consumes much lesser time to heat up a food. So if you don't use a lot of water to cook whatever you're cooking, then the vitamins don't leach out. And in an oven, you might take 15 minutes to heat or cook a particular food, which in a microwave may cook in 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
So in that situation, you are actually preserving more vitamins in microwave then you would be preserving in a normal oven. So any heat will destroy certain vitamins to certain extent, but in microwave, this destruction will be less. So you will have a healthier, nutritious food.
Interesting fact. I mean, as you said about urban legends, the internet is full of data. No, I mean, I should not say data. Information saying, one, microwaves cause cancer, and two, they destroy all the vitamins and minerals. There are so many households which had microwave and are not using it.
Yes, so it has been there in the kitchen. It is sitting just like, you know, exercise machines, I guess, yeah. Without absolutely no purpose whatsoever. I would like to stress here that please look at scientific resources. It's not that difficult. Honestly, half the information that I'm telling you has just come about after reading on Google itself. But you need to look at scientific resources. You need to look at references. There are references about studies of vitamins in microwave. There are some studies which say that the destruction of vitamins can be there, equal to the heating in conventional places. And other studies say it is much lesser. But rest assured, as long as you're eating your vegetables, you are good, whether you're cooking it in microwave or whether you're cooking it in ovens. So I guess this is the bottom line, that microwave cooking is absolutely fine. Do it for yourself, do it for your kids, do it for your family, and start using it in your kitchen again. Do you agree?
I totally agree. It's so convenient. It's so easy.
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure, we have been doing it for ourselves and our daughter from the very start. And I don't think you need to worry about it either. This is your personal child specialist, Dr. Gaurav Gupta. I would again like to thank my co-host, Dr. Poonam Gupta, for helping me out. You know, podcasts with her are much more natural. Everybody has told me this.
Thank you so much, Gaurav.
Pleasure. Take care. Till the next time. Bye-bye.